Hey everybody, it's Tuesday, time for Barking Legs. My friend Bruce is here to talk about some of the things happening at Barking Legs. And I use some advisedly because there's a lot going on at Barking Legs in the next couple of weeks, isn't there, Bruce?
There sure is a lot going on. It's a busy time. It tends to come in rushes that way. And I think last time we were on, I explained how we start with one show that's booked well in advance, and then things come up that because we are opportunists as far as our programming, we have a hard time saying no to great things when they're offered to us at a specific date that works for the artist. And that in the trade is called rooting. And we are a rooting gig at Barton in many instances. And this is a good example of it.
And well, it's serendipitous, it seems to me. Because of that, and I know that isn't the only reason that people come to Barking Legs to play, because it just happens to be a rest stop between two bigger cities. People like playing there. We were talking last week about Pierre Bensoussan, and Pierre isn't just going to come and play a show. He's coming to do a CD release party to celebrate the release of the new album coming.
Right, that's our Friday, March 13th show.
Not just music that night, is it?
No.
It's more like a party.
Oh, Pierre. Can you imagine this evening hosted by this Algerian Frenchman? He's releasing a new album, and as it happens, the official release date is the date of our show, March 13th. So he said, I want to host a reception after the show, and he's going to provide some sort of refreshments, and he'll be anxious to talk to the Chattanooga audience after playing his really enchanting music for two sets prior to the reception.
I agree with you completely on that. He's a charming man, and his music is a delight, I think. So let's backtrack. Tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening, you have an interesting group. It's in the lobby.
It's called the lounge, excuse me.
It was designed as a lobby.
You're actually right. When we did our renovation 6 years ago, the idea was simply to create a lobby space because we didn't have one. For those who remember the original Barking Legs,
just going to walk straight in.
The lobby was this tiny little area that couldn't accommodate more than 10 or 12 people. So when Ann Law did the renovation, one of her priorities was to create a real lobby. But it became evident pretty quickly that the lobby was a wonderful informal performance space. So on Wednesday nights, and we're into year five of it now, presenting live jazz in a club-like setting in what we call, for performance purposes, the lounge.
Well, it is a lounge. Has a bar.
Yeah, and jazz in the lounge. And people have said more than a few times that this is the closest thing they've experienced to a New York City jazz club.
I'm sure that's true.
I've heard it from performers, from audience members, and that's a great thing to hear. The only difference is we have a $5 cover, and in New York, you can't get a $5 beer after you pay your $35 cover. So we definitely have the economic edge on the New York City.
And tomorrow night, the kind of group that you might well see in a New York club.
Yeah, it's something new to me, and we have UTC composition professor Jonathan McNair to thank for this. One of his colleagues in the field is a fellow by the name of Paul Elwood, and amongst Paul's many musical endeavors is playing banjo with a very unique trio that he is calling Multifarious. And it's Paul on banjo, and with him are a cellist and a saxophonist, which is a trio configuration that I have truly never before heard. And the music is jazz-like. It's not hardcore jazz, as you might imagine, but jazz is the closest thing I can think of if you have to pigeonhole it.
Yeah, it's a bit like the kind of thing Bela Fleck used to play with the Flecktones. It has that feel to it. It's loose, it swings.
Yeah,
it's melodic.
Yes,
it's fun to listen to.
Less on the funk.
You're not as funky as that. That's true.
But yeah, maybe Bela. I'll be curious to ask Paul Elwood what he thinks of Bela Fleck.
I mean, well, let's listen
nominal,
to it.
But
we have a recording. It's a live recording of Multifarious. Listen to this. And incidentally, if you are listening to the radio tomorrow morning, Paul, at least Paul is coming. It may be the trio. They weren't sure when he emailed whether it would be possible for all three of them to get here in time. I hope that's the case. And they'll be in the studio tomorrow at about 11 o'clock. Then also at Barking Legs in the next couple of weeks, in addition to Pierre Bensoussan, Multifarious, Larry Oakes is bringing a band.
Larry Oakes is a Bay Area-based saxophonist. He is most known for being one of the founding members of the extraordinary Rova Saxophone Quartet.
We've played in Legs several times, I think.
Yep, we've had them twice over a long period of time. And in addition to Rova, Larry, who is an amazingly energetic septuagenarian, he has projects going all the time. This project is called the Fictive Five, and their inspiration is a 60s band called the New York Contemporary Five. which included saxophonist Archie Shepp and trumpeter slash cornetist Don Cherry. And it was in the vernacular of free jazz, meaning you would definitely recognize it as jazz music in terms of its rhythm and the overall sense, but the structure of the music is looser. It's something dear to my heart. It's maybe my favorite musical genre is free jazz. It's not as out there as free improv, but it definitely allows more freedom than the traditional jazz structure, which is commonly based on.
What draws you to it?
Well, in high school, when I really was kind of coming to my musical tastes, I was early on drawn to improvisation as a prominent element. In fact, probably what first got me going that direction was the Grateful Dead, in particular the Live Dead, Dark Star, St. Stephen, The Eleven. I loved Phil Lesh's bass playing and just the looseness and the sense that music could go in many, many directions. And from there, I was probably, I guess I was 16 or 17 when this was evolving for me. And from there, I think I next kind of started listening to Miles Davis. And that was the period when he was doing Bitches Brew and In a Silent Way, which were very loose. And from there, I went to Ornette Coleman and Sun Ra and Don Cherry and Cecil Taylor and all of those guys. And I subsequently listened a lot to the stuff that would be more in the free improv realm, like Derek Bailey and Evan Parker, Shaking Ray Levi's, our local heroes. But closest to my bones is probably that free jazz, between jazz and free improv. I love it all, as I hope people who attend shows at Barking Legs realize, I'm the primary promoter and producer of the musical undertakings there, and I don't want to do a show unless I like it, because there's no money in it. It's really something about sharing what means a lot to me. And trying to do it, to get back to what you were saying earlier, in a way that is respectful of the musicians. Because like you said, musicians like to play there. It's a civilized setting, civilized hours, and people are going to listen. And we treat them respectfully, if not showering them with riches. But they don't expect that for the most part.
When is that show? When is that show?
Larry Oakes and the Fictive Five are on Thursday, March 5th at 7:30.
And talking about the evolution of improv, last week we shared a fairly big chunk of a set played at Barking Legs, I think 3 years ago, by Greg Tardy with his quartet.
Right.
Celebrating John Coltrane.
Right. That was a very, very special event. And the last of our cluster shows to be mentioned, though certainly not the least, is having Greg Tardy come back on Wednesday, March the 11th, in the main theater, even though it's a Wednesday, where we are, for one of the few occasions, we're going to move into the main theater, because, again, this was the only night Greg could do it. And Greg is a world-class saxophonist and tours the world. He was based in New York and played with two greats, one Elvin Jones in Elvin Jones Band, and also with Andrew Hill, the legendary Blue Note recording artist, unforgettable.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's quite a pedigree to have played with both of those musicians.
Oh, my gosh. And he has been based in Knoxville for the past, gosh, I think 15 or more years. And he was drawn to the stability of an academic post. which is understandable given the life of jazz musician.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, right. I can see how that'd be particularly attractive.
So the reason it had to be one specific night was he has a young pianist who is visiting the area named Tabor Gable, who Greg says he just had to get in public, and he called us. So that's nice. I was willing to move a Wednesday Jazz in the Lounge to make room for Greg's quartet. Most recently, Greg has been involved in projects with Bill Frisell.
So for the balance of the program, first we're going to share some music with saxophonist Larry Oakes and his band, Fictive Five. And then, as promised last week, some more of that remarkable session with Greg Tardy, Barking Legs, from I think 3 years ago now, when he and his quartet were celebrating the music of John Coltrane. And it was just, you know, you think that's reaching to play music by John Coltrane, but they transcended any of the challenges and just made some remarkable music. If you heard it last week, you know what I'm talking. If you didn't, you're in for a treat. So stay with us, won't you? Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Richard. We'll be right back.
Again, that was Larry Oakes with his band, The Fictive Five. They will be in Barking Legs Thursday, March 5th for a show. And as promised, for the balance of the hour, more of the session played by Greg Tardy with his quartet celebrating John Coltrane several years back in Barking Legs. And Greg Tardy with his current quintet will be in Barking Legs for a show on Wednesday, March 11th. Thank you.
like to go completely opposite. And this is a very fitting composition for this afternoon, and this is something entitled After the Rain.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Thank you.